All right. Good. Appreciate that. It's a blessing to be back tonight. I'm so tired, preacher. I'm very, very tired. But it's a blessing to be in the house of God. I want to take a few moments to give an update what's going on since we came back. And then I let the people, if they got a question, they can ask the question. And then I got a few words, God lay my heart, I can preach on it, maybe 25 minutes. At this moment, I want to thank preacher. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the supporters to give advice what I need to do in the ministry. Tonight, I want to let you know we love you. We always pray for you. Every day we pray for you, and we pray for this church. It's a blessing to know we are part of this church. We are part of this family. We got a good people. We got a good friend. We love all. And I want to let you know tonight, we all pray for this church. We never miss one day without prayer for the staff of this church. I pray for all the deacons. Pray for all the people we came to know, to love in this church. It's a blessing to us. We're here tonight again. I tell a little bit what the Lord have done so far since we came back. At Brother Johnny is not here tonight, but I want the church to know this guy is a wonderful guy. It's a blessing God. He always, since we came back, we work like a family. We work as a brother every day. House than his house. We work, praying, ask God. Matter of fact, I'm still praying for it. I tell him. One day I tell my brother, I know God will give the job before I leave. It's a blessing. I was in his office when the telephone rang. And they said, we want you to come tomorrow. And that's a blessing in my heart to see the way God answered the prayer. You know, it's hard to believe it, but I want to tell you, no matter what's happening, the Lord we worship is still on the throne. It's still on the throne. We came back, you know about the project to buy the land. And tonight, I want to tell you, it's tough, it's hard, it's difficult. But I believe my God. I believe the God of this book. I believe in that book. I want to tell you tonight, the Lord supplied that land, the money for that land. The Lord gave more than $28,000 for the land. It's unbelievable. People will say, what do you do? I said, we just knocked the door. We knocked the door. We knocked the wonderful God. We call him, we say, the Lord, it's your work. It's not my work. It's your work. We need that land to build a church on. We have no place our own. We need that money. And what blessed my heart, I went back to Jeremiah 23rd. The Bible say, over there, God say, I'm not too far away from you. I'm just close to you. That means I can hear, I can call him. He was there for us. The Lord gave $28,000 for that project. That is the main goal we are here for. And this church gave more than $2,000. They give more than that. They give before and the second. I want tonight to tell you, we're so blessed to know our church in the power of that project by giving the money. You give it. That's your work. That's your ministry in Togo. One day, if the Lord opened the door for you to come down, you will see it, the fruit of your money. I didn't take anything. I didn't take any penny. What I receive is go through the mission board. It's the mission board who take care of that money. But I believe my God. I believe that God who saved me when I was 10 years old. I came to know this book through the American missionary. And I remember what the man said to me, never doubt. Never doubt about God. And I put in the practice. I never doubt about my God. I never trust. I always put my confidence in God. I believe the one who called me, she will take care of me. This time when I came back, I have no time to relax. Since I came back, I just on the way, preaching everywhere. God take me everywhere. God opened the door, went take me to the chair. I never dreamed to go in. I went to south, north, east, west, just on the way, just traveling. Since I came back, I have no time. I have no 1 week to relax. And more churches started calling me back. If you can come to our mission conference, I'm tired. I got to go. I want to go home. Yeah, I tell the preacher, I say, I got to go home. I need to relax a little bit. Yeah, I tell God, give me time to relax this time. But we do not have time to relax because this is our ministry. This is what God called me for, is to preach the word of God. I'm still preaching. Last Sunday I preached. Last Sunday morning I preached. Last Sunday night I preached also. And tonight again I got to preach the black book. It's wonderful to know. It's wonderful to serve the Lord. But that's what happened. A lot of churches give a lot of clothes, medicine supply, school supply, and I ship a 40-foot container. I cannot believe it. They still call me. We got something for you. Got something for you. And then the 2 weeks, I say, I had to call the song preacher. I say, I cannot handle no more. It's I can't take it no more. But I send it. I send the stuff. I send all the stuff to Africa. It's on the way. But we need the money to receive that stuff. That's the second challenge for me too. God give it. If it didn't supply, I cannot receive it. We have to raise like 8,000. Well, a shipping cost 6,000 because the gas price and the customer fee is at least I need 5,000. But we receive 3,000 about shipping cost. We got to still need 8,000 more. But last past week, it's like I had to decide to postpone because I have no damn money. It's like I need to postpone that, to stay a little bit, but my heart won't go home. I decide to go home. I believe the Lord who supplied the money for the land, he will supply also for the shipping cost. No matter how I will take it, I know I will receive what they give, the church give. I will receive that stuff. That's what a little bit the Lord have done so far in 1 year. That's why I tell my wife when we leave Togo, I say, I come stay, but only stay 1 year. I cannot stay more than 1 year. Because I got to go after 1 year. My mission board tried. They say, you need to stay a little bit more. Than I said, no, I got to go home. The church in Togo is doing very, very fine. We got one missionary just came from Missouri. He worked in our country. He went to preach my church before came in the States. He came from Missouri, just came to North Carolina and tell me, Bro Vincent, your church is doing very well. I say, no, it's not my church, it's God's work. God is the one who take care of that one. The church is doing well. Anytime I receive it, they say, they run 95, sometimes 95, And most of the time, they run 105 children every Sunday. That blessed my heart. I was not there, but the Lord still doing. The Lord still bless this ministry. It's not easy. But that means it's not my work, but it's God's work. It's the one who planned the church. It's the one who called everybody. And I want to tell you tonight, that's your second ministry in Togo. It's doing very well. But I have to go back home. I have to go back home. I have to be there. At least I'm planning to stay over there at least 3 years more before I can come back. But if I just come back, I know I got a better place in heaven. I will meet there. I will meet there. I don't know what will happen, but I can tell you tonight 100% sure I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. But if you got some question for me, I love it. I can take two or three, four minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Vincent, is there a Muslim threat in the area that you are?
Yeah, we have a Muslim in our country. But right now, we do not have threats. Just my personal view, I'm so glad what's happening in Libya now. Because Gaddafi is building a mosque in our country, and they build a mosque in every city. I hope this can stop the way this came in. But I don't know what will happen, but right now we do not have any threat right now. Yeah. Got a question? Yeah, you just feel free to ask a question. I'm telling you. The preacher said, if you got a question, you would love to ask me, just ask. I'm a free man. I'm a free man. I can answer all. If I know, I answer. If I don't know it, I don't know it. I always say, if I know something, I will tell you that I know it. You know, I travel a lot, I saw a lot of what's happened. I met a lot of American missionaries came out on the mission field. It's so painful for me to see them come back when I saw it. But what they came back for is about the money. Because they cannot survive. They cannot survive. And across the states, many churches are closed the mission program. They call it a mission program. I believe a mission is not the program, but it's the heart of God. The value of the lost soul is very important for God. For this reason, Jesus, she said, Jesus came down and died for our sin. That is very important. And I'm so sad. This is my personal view. When I met many, they say we have to close the mission program. It's sad. It's sad. Because a lot of people are dying and going to hell. You just travel and you see it. I was in Henderson this week when I saw anytime I travel, anytime I go out to buy food, going to Walmart, when I saw, it's painful. I cannot believe that it's in America. A lot of people are on the way to go to hell. A lot of people. And I say, wow, if the people here who hear the good news for many, many generations, and what about my people? If I stay here, what about my people? What about my people? I love to stay here. But when God calls you and you know the value of the lost soul, your desire is to be there what God called you for. And that's my desire. That's my desire to go home and to preach the book that someone may be healed and may be saved. That's what I wanted. I don't care what will happen to me. I know one day he will take me to a better place. It may take me to a better place. You got a question? Got a question? Yes, ma'am.
In your country, do you have problems with the moral debates like we have in the States, like the marriage debate that's going on here this week? Is there problems like that in your country too?
Marriage?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, not really. Now, right now, you can't do that to our country. There are no. Why? But it's coming. It's coming. Yeah, like they came out in the closet here. Right now, our country, we didn't find it. For moments, they are somewhere, but we do not have all kind of problem. We believe a marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe that. Yes, sir. We believe it. Yeah. More question? All right. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. Thank God for what I have done so far for the ministry in Togo. Today, we can buy the land. But we have to... many pastors ask me about the building. I say I cannot give the money for the building. I don't know how much it will cost me to build the church. I want to go and sit down, make the plan, make a calculation. Then I can know how much the building will cost me. That's what I do in my ministry. The land, I check it out how much it can cost me. That's what I give that price. In the area I work, the land costs $28,000. And then I came with $28,000. There's the same thing I will do for the building. I have to know exactly how much it will cost me. I can say today I need $300,000. I saw a lot of missionaries they write down, but I don't do that. I don't do that. I believe we're on the same. If you give, I want the people to give from the bottom of their heart, and that God can bless them. I don't want the people to give without knowing how much. Just give it. No, I want the people to know exactly how much we need it. And then they can know how much God put their heart to give. But I give. I'm here to give. As a matter of fact, the chicken I bought myself. Mission boy didn't buy for me. I bought my chicken by myself. I can tell you tonight, I'm going to leave it right now. I have no any money in my pocket. I'm telling the truth. I have no money in my pocket. I'm going to leave it Saturday, but I have no money in my pocket. But I got a piece. I got a piece. I know God cannot meet all my needs, but He always take care of me. He always take care of me. Before I leave, I got a lot of money in my pocket. This church give me a lot of money when I leave, but today I have no need money in my pocket. But I want to go home. That past week, my brother and sister, God had put my heart about some subject. Then I started preaching on it. This subject, lot of pastors preaching on it, called affair. But I want to show you tonight the way to please God. The way to please God. Look back in Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Bro Keith, I want to let you in tonight. I'm praying for your back recovery. And I know the Lord will do quickly. You will come on your feet. I pray. Since I heard about that, I pray for you. Hebrews 11, verse 6. The way to please God. The Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that came to God must believe that He is, and that He is the reward of them that diligently seek Him. I hope my English now is a little better. The Bible says here, but without faith it's impossible to please Him, for he that came to God must believe that He is, and that He is the reward of them that diligently seeking him. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you tonight to help me, help this church. I ask you to bless the pastors, bless this church. Wonderful people, we ask your blessing. Open our ear. May we can understand your word and put in an application. We need your help. Help us in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. The way to please God, Hebrews 11, verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. That means to please God, we need to have faith. You cannot please God without faith. All is embedded in the faith. God said, if you want to please me, you have to have a faith on me. That's what the Bible says. For he that came to God must believe who he is. The question today, a lot of people don't know who they are worshiping. What kind of man we worship? We don't know it. We came tonight to praise him. A lot of people came in the church. They just came in the church. They don't know who they are worshiping. The Bible says, for he that came to God must believe who he is. What kind of man you worship? What kind of man you call as your Savior? That is the question. You know that Jesus is your Savior? Do you know that Jesus is your Savior? The Bible says, for who that came to God must believe who he is. I want to give two thoughts about my Savior. The man I worship. What kind of man I worship? What kind of man I preach in Togo? I want to give a little talk about the man your pastor preaching. Who is my pastor? Pastor Ness. What kind of man is preaching? What kind of man you came and worship tonight? Or what kind of man you came every day, every Sunday to worship here? I want to give two thoughts about the man I worship. Jesus himself tell us who he is. And when I just look in John 6, 32 and 35. If somebody find it, they can read it quickly. John 6, 32 and 35. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses give you not that bread from heaven, but my Father give you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which came down from heaven and gave life into the Lord, to the world. Then said they to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. In 25, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. The man we worship is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Then I ask a question, why Jesus said he is the bread of life? I do ask a question myself. Why Jesus said he is the bread of life? And then I came to the conclusion to live, you need a bread. Everybody needs a bread to live on it. If you don't have bread, you cannot live. That's what Jesus said. He is the bread of life, because to live, you need the bread. That's what he said. Jesus said to the people, Moses gave the bread, but I want to tell you, I'm the true bread from heaven. The man who worship, he's the true bread from heaven. Why? Because he's in him, he's alive. That's what he said, I'm the bread of life, and we know all. We don't need all. The bread is not enough to live, but we need something also. We got a two. There are two things working together. One is the bread, and the second one is what? Water. You know, when you look at this Bible, it's amazing the way God put the world together. It's amazing. I saw it as a man. It's unbelievable the way God put the world. And then Jesus said to the man and to the lady, in John 4:10, just look back in John 4:10. Jesus answered and said to her, if thou know the gift of God, and who thou said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he will give thee living water. Jesus came to tell this lady, Jesus came and said to the lady, need me, give me a little water to drink. I'm a thirsty. And the lady said, no, I cannot give the drink to you because you are a Jew man. And Jesus said, if you know the one who asks you to drink, you'll be asking him, hey, he will give what? The living water. You know, all the time Jesus put the life, he said, he will give you not the water, but he said, he will give what? Living water. That means he's the living. He's the life. That means to live, you need the bread and you need the water. Both work together. And we know all. If we do not have water, we cannot live. If we do not have bread, we cannot live. All, both work together. Jesus said, he is the bread and he is the living water. That's what the Bible says about without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that came to God must believe who he is. Jesus, the one we worship, is the bread of life. Not only is he the bread of life, he's the living water. He's the living water. And then I started to keep my studying, to keep writing, reading, reading. And then when I came, you look a little bit my tie. I don't wear the tie in my country. I start wearing a tie now here. I went to church. I do not have tie. The pastor went to his office and gave me tie to wear. And that day, I still wear the tie. Look here. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, just look quickly, John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man came to the Father by me. No man can go see the Father without Jesus. Jesus said, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And then I asked a question myself, why God put all the three in just one man? He put all the three in just one man. A lot of people today are looking to find a way. And Jesus said, deep looking far away. I'm that way. I'm here. A lot of people are seeking the truth. And Jesus said, you don't need to look far away. I'm that truth. A lot of people today don't want to die because they want to live. And Jesus said, you don't want to die. Just receive me because I'm the life. All is just one man. All are just one man. It's unbelievable. And then I praise God, he put all the three the people are looking for, they just put in one man. And when Jesus said, I'm that way, I'm that true, and I'm that liar, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. When Jesus came, said, no man can see the Father without me, he know what he's talking about. He know he's the way. He know he's the truth. He know he's the life. That's why we say a lot of people, we say all are born again and not die. We just sleep on. And when the time is coming, he will raise up and we still live. Our soul never die. That's why Jesus said, I'm that life. You don't want to die, just receive Jesus. It's a simple. You don't want, you looking, you're seeking the truth, receive Jesus. You're looking to find a way to go to heaven, receive him. It's a simple. And Jesus said, I'm all you want. I'm just one. I'm just one. And I'm so glad he found me. I'm so glad you know that book. It all is based on faith. All is by faith. I didn't see Jesus. No man here didn't see Jesus. But we believe he's the way. We believe he's the truth. We believe he's the life. Why? Because the Bible tells us so. No man didn't see God. No man didn't see Jesus. I never seen Jesus. But I believe he's the way. I believe he's the truth. And I believe he's the life because I believe on this Bible. Because did the Bible tell me so? That Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the truth, and that Jesus is the life. And then when This Hebrew 11 say, but without faith, it's not impossible. It's impossible to please him. It's totally true. And look at the second part of that verses. I'm not going to take too long time. I'm going to finish quickly now. Look at the second part of that verses. In that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Not only Jesus receive you, take care of you, but he said here, if you put on faith on me, I reward your faith. If you believe on me, I reward your faith. And then I came to look and I said, what I can do to have a reward from Jesus? And then Jesus, the Lord said, listen to me, just believe on me. Do not doubt on me. And when you ask me, everything you ask in my name, by believing, I will give to you. And that day, I will never, never die my God. No matter what's happened to me, I never doubt it. The pastor can tell you, I never know him when I came to North Carolina. When they called me to come to North Carolina, I said, I don't know where's North Carolina. I don't know where's North Carolina in Philadelphia. Just where I was there before. When they came me, telling me to come down North Carolina, I don't know where's North Carolina. Man, when they asked me to buy the ticket and the border, I came to take the bus, I came down to Smithfield and brought Keith, came down to pick me. I don't know where the people I'm going to see. I don't know what I'm going for. I never see these people. I never met him. But I just trust my God. I just trust him. And I came down here. Bro Kiff can tell you. He came down. He came. He picked me on the bus. And I came down here. And then I'm in the pastor. And then I'm in the church. Can you believe it? I'm leaving Africa, and I don't know where I'm going. But it's unbelievable. This man and his church, your church, you put me in a school. You pay all. And then you send me back. Do I know you before? I know. But I know one man, and that man is Jesus. I know that Jesus. I just trust him. When it's telling me to go, I go. And I came down in North Carolina. And I stayed here in Clinton. I came in Clinton. God opened the door for me. I met a lot of people. I met a good friend. Brother Maurice is here. I never met him. I met a lot of people. That's the way God works. You trust him, he opened the door for you. He will bless you. He will bless you. That's the way we talk about the faith. Just trust him. When he says something, just do it. Don't look back. And God said, when he did it, I reward your faith. That's. Then I came and I went to school. Yeah. Now when I came back, Clinton is now in a bigger city. A lot of change. I was just, that's in the village when I was there here. I work and bro Maurice gave me his bicycle. I drive bicycle going to downtown. But last time I came back, downtown has changed. And I tell my wife, it's unbelievable. He look, everything's changing. That's called about faith. When God says something, just do it. And I did it without knowing where I'm going, without knowing what the people who, I don't know if they will receive me. I don't know if they will reject me. But I trust the Lord, and I went for. And God bless. And God bless. That's what he said here. He is the reward of the people who diligently seek him. When I came down here, just going to Bible school, learn the Bible, and when I finish here, I say I got to go. That's what God called me for. I love this country. I love to stay, but God said, no, you got to go home. And then that's what I'm going home for, to preach the word of God. I want to show you something quickly here in Luke. Luke 5, verse 17. Luke 5, verse 17. You just read in your house, just read it. You see, it's amazing the way God blessed. You see, here the Bible says, it came to pass on a certain day, as your teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were came out in every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, the power of the law was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought men to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find about what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up, opened the housetop, and let him down through the tile which he pushed in the midst before Jesus. And the Lord said, 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thou sin are forgiven. The Bible said, when they saw their faith, he said to the man, the sick man, said, thou sin are forgiven. That's the reward. Jesus saw their faith. And the reward who came out, their faith, this man, not only his sin was forgiven, but Jesus raised him up and he walked and go home with his coach. That's about the faith. And God said, when you seek me from the bottom of your heart, I will reward your faith. The man, they wanted their brother to be healed, but they cannot find a way. They went to the top and they can't lay down the sick man to the before Jesus. And Jesus said, the Bible said, when he saw their faith, he said, thou sin are forgiven. That's about the reward. That's what we call about the faith. We want a lot of stuff. And today, in our society, we got a lot of problems. It's painful to see a lot of brothers and sisters are laid off on the job. It's painful for me to see a lot of brothers and sisters here are laid off on the job. But I want to tell you, no matter what's happened to you, just believe in our God. Believe on him.
That's right.
Believe on him. He said he's the reward of the people who diligently seek him. I want to tell you, bottom of my heart, it's painful for me when I see the people have no job. And then I went to the one church and I preached their mission call. They called me as a guest speaker. I was in Kentucky preaching for them. And that church, the hall for the member of that church, they lost their job. And the preacher said, all the offerings go down. And I said, we must pray. It's the only we can do. Only we can do is to pray God, ask him to turn back, We cannot do nothing. We cannot create a job, but we have somebody who can do something.
Yes.
It's our God. It's to pray him and call him. That's what I have tonight. Now, just preach to you, just to show you a little bit the way to place God. There are only two, our faith and God. Believe on him. He said, when you believe on me, I reward your faith. No matter what happened to you, brother and sister, I want to tell you tonight, we got a wonderful God. You know, I'm leaving Saturday, take the airplane, stay on the airplane, 13 hours. Go down to Ghana and take the bus 4 hours. to go my country. A lot of people say, you crazy, you don't have money and you're living. That's the truth, that's the fact. But behind the fact, I believe my God. I believe my God. I said, the Lord, it's time for me to go home. It's time for me to go home. I know you will supply. And then I want to have a, you know, I never sing here. I'm not a good singer, but I sing. I love one song, I love my country, I sing. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. That is my dialect. This is my language. We started teaching my kids. They started singing now. They are singing. Here the Bible says, I lost a little voice, but me le ma wo ba ba la so bon da a me si ante a ko mi di no e po Daniel di le jata do me preshadra o ko le do me nu ka mi te na ma wo ha Deye pe lan si wo cho nan mi, e la be mia cho mia pe ji wo ne, ple mia pe ang be wo katane, e cho via Yesu Kristo la nan mi, e va kude mia pe nu van wo ta, Eya ta mia cho nye di da si ne Pakle nye agbe wawo katane Nuka mia te ana ma wohan De pe lalo si wawo cho na mi Ela be mia cho mia pe ji wo ne Pakle mie Abe wo katane. The song is say it's simple. It says we worship wonderful God, the one who take out Daniel and lie down, who take a Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Why we can't give to God? Why we can't give to God? We cannot. We got nothing to give to God. God didn't want our money. We cannot pay our price. The Jesus shed the blood on the cross. It's not about our money. We have no money to give to God. And God said, I don't need your money. What I need you is your heart. And all your life. Why we can't give to God? Except our heart. Except our life. The one who sent his son and died on the cross. Why we can't give to him? Except our heart. Except our life. That's what God wants for us. Amen. It's a simple. God said, why you have to give to me? I don't need. I only need your heart and need your life. We got a wonderful God, my brother and sister. We just need to trust him, believe on him. I appreciate Pastor.